Wednesday afternoon, Women's Chavis HaLovas Shir, Tezvav Elul, Shir and Shar HaBitachon, Tezvav Elul, Wednesday afternoon, Tavshin Ayin Dalad. Okay, so first of all, Baruch Hashem, I think apparently last week's pain resulted in a very... and a good maslul of healing. The doctor wanted to take away some things that he felt were being ma'akev the healing on my foot. So he did what he did. He just forgot what the word anesthesia means. But I guess he thought I could just think and learning and I just wouldn't feel the pain. Well, he was wrong, and that's why I canceled the class last week. But Baruch Hashem, it seems to have worked what he did, and it seems to be well on the way to healing. Baruch Hashem. Also, a man of my Shmaitzah shir handed me a bottle of sugarless ketchup. I have a feeling the man didn't go to the store and buy it. I have a feeling. So I thank his wife for thinking of me. And, okay, I'll let you know how it tasted. I had another Eitzah. Thank you for the Eitzah of the tomato paste. And then I said the Chavis HaLovas would turn over in his grave if he knew there was a website called Ketchup World. And yeah, right after we're learning about how people are so involved in Olam Hazeh, I get word about a website called Ketchup World.
Did you find
it? Someone found it here in the health food store and was very kind enough to actually buy it for me. I wanted to pay for it, but keep it. Maybe I'll pay for it after I see how it tastes. But it has a good hechsher. The Chaf K in America is a good hechsher. Certainly for parava things, it's a good hechsher. So that was good. Okay, now Wednesday afternoon, Tezvav Elul, we're learning Shara Bitachon, and we're at the end, the very end of Perek Hay, where he's going through the differences between a boteach and a not boteach, how will it affect their lifestyle, how will it affect their mood, how will it affect... Because, again, the point he's coming from in this perek is that their lives, their outward lives, aren't all that different. He never tells Baal Bitachon to not go to work. He doesn't tell a Baal Bitachon to not take care of his health. That's not so. So that's why he's coming to say, so where's the difference? Oh, huge differences. And we're up to the last one, which is number 7. Bashvi, and this is like so major, he won't mourn if something that he wants is nimna from him, he doesn't get it, he doesn't acquire it. Now, it doesn't say he should be oblivious to it, because maybe it's something good that he wants and he davens for it and he's not getting it. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's why he very carefully chooses the word lo ye'ovel. He doesn't mourn. His life didn't come to an end. He's not ready to jump off a roof. He says he doesn't get depressed. He doesn't become dysfunctional. This is things that happen. So if he wants something and he doesn't get it, it's not happening. It could be a shidduch, it could be children, it could be money, it could be a job, it could be anything. He doesn't mourn. He doesn't go into a state of mourning. You know, woe is me, woe is me. He does what he has to do, he davens, but that Baal Bitachon is very aware that he's going to have what Hashem sends him, and all the things in Perek Beis, Hashem loves him, cares about him, etc. So he doesn't mourn. V'lo b'hi pokeid ohud. Even if someone very dear to him, beloved by him, passes away. Obviously he goes into mourning, the halachas of mourning, in that case. Actually he says, ohuv, a dear friend. Mourning is a chiyuv to show respect to the mace, to show that there's a gap in your life. It would be extremely disrespectful if you just went about your business. If someone close to you departs from this world, there's a gap in your life, and that's what we show when we are misabel, as the Ramban says in Chumash, where he actually talks about in Lotus Godadu why we're misabel if everything Hashem does is Latova. So he says, because the person's missing. He says, people cry when they say bon voyage. A guy goes on a world cruise, he's going to be away for 3 months, people cry. He's saying goodbye and they're crying because of the pirud. This is going to be something he elaborates on. He doesn't gather together what he has now, worrying about the future. So we'll talk about it and how that balances with, does that mean you're doing an Aveira every time you save money? We'll see. The Eino Doresh Liyosa Miteref Yomo, that very literally means he doesn't look for more than a day's sustenance. Even if we took this literally, I think in our lifestyle, we would say he doesn't look for more than a month's sustenance, or maybe a year's. Like, we don't live day to day. We don't, right? We have to pay a monthly mortgage. We have to pay a monthly bills. That's how I always think of it, that we live by the month. When people budget, they don't budget by the day or by the week. They budget by the month. They get paid maybe bi-monthly means once every 2 months, I'm sorry about that, bi-weekly or monthly. And so we would say Eino Doresh Yosa Miteref Chocho, just a different lifestyle. That would be the basic. And Eino Doresh is a very important word here, meaning again, you have money. Hashem gave you a certain amount of parnasa. You have money. You don't need all of it. You put some aside to save. It's wonderful. It's okay. Eino Doresh means, I would say, like the equivalent of taking a second job at the expense of your ruchnius, which many times it is, or at the expense of your family, because of a future perceived need. That already, the Chavis HaLavos would, even if we don't take him literally, but I think that's what he would look askance as. If a person takes a second job, even for a future need, for a college education, even for a wedding, or to support the son-in-law, at the expense of the present, that's the point, at the expense of the present. For a woman, it could be that she's not there for her family. For a man, it could be, I know, it could also be that he's not there for his family. Or it could be, in terms of learning, in terms of night seder, in terms of giving staka. So he says, Eino Doresh. He doesn't treat it like you treat, today I need sustenance, or this month I need sustenance. The fact that in 20 years I'm going to want to retire and I have to put away money in my 401k, whatever that's called, or I need a pension fund, or my daughter's wedding, or college education, you're not obsessed with it. You're not looking, it's not like a present need that you have to do. You have to do your hishtadlus. You'll say, but it's hishtadlus, Rabbi, to plan for the future. So that's the difference. The difference is, if someone says, I'm putting away money because I want to buy a house someday, and if I don't put away money, I'm not going to be able to buy a house, that's good. But again, if someone says, Rabbi, I don't have time to learn because I have a job, and the only job I could meanwhile find which helps me earn a parnasa takes my whole day, literally, from morning to night. So I'll say, okay, that's cool. Learn 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. Be koveya itim l'Torah. Never violate those 5 minutes. That's what koveya itim l'Torah means. Make sure you give some tzedakah. Yeah, you have to make sure you give tzedakah. Give ma'aser. If you're making ends meet, give ma'aser. He'll say, but then I'm not going to make ends meet. I'll say, that's also part of your ends, giving tzedakah. But if he says, Rabbi, I don't have time to learn because I have to take a second job, because I have to put away money in my pension fund, because I'm going to have to make a wedding someday, and I have to start saving for it. That is, the Chavis HaLavos says, no. A Baal Bitochen doesn't do it. Hashem's going to take care of you in the future just like he's taking care of you now. That is not included in normal hishtadlus. You want to save money because you have extra money in your job. That's fine. Give tzedakah. That would also be someone asked me a question this week. So I was talking about Meiser money, and they told me their financial situation. And they said they have, Baruch Hashem, they have what they need, and they put aside a certain amount every month. So I said, so they don't have, but that's all. They're like, so they don't have money for the gifts of tzedakah, and they heard that you don't have to give ma'aser if you don't really make ends meet. I go, I'm not sure, you're counting putting away money for the future. Who's, tzedakah is now. Who's, if you have money to put away for the future, then that money gives to tzedakah. Maybe not all of it. I don't know what they're, I didn't ask them to share the numbers with me. But I said, listen to you. You're saying I don't have money for tzedakah, but part of your expenses is putting away money for the future. I didn't tell him the Chayv HaLulav, but that's what the Chayv HaLulav is talking about. Uvoteach belokim laharech lo, klo yala libo mayel machroso. So again, the Chayv HaLulav is talking as an extreme. If someone reads Chayv HaLulav and maybe reads a translation and doesn't come to these wonderful shiurim, they will be put off by, that was a joke, okay. They will be put off by the Chayv HaLulav because quite literally he says he doesn't think about tomorrow. That's what it literally means, and that's what a translation would say. So again, he doesn't, I don't think he has to mean he doesn't think about tomorrow. But it means, I mean, you have to think about tomorrow when you send your kid to a school, when you pick a neighborhood, you have to think about the future. You have to always make cheshbonos. Even how you spend your money, you have to make cheshbonos. Again, I'm comfortable saying that he means in terms of that's part of my hishtadlus, and therefore I have to do that, because I have to put away money for the future. So, no, you don't. That's what he's saying. Maybe, you know, he's living in a world, remember, where generations live together, and there were no nursing homes. The nursing home was one of the children took in their parents, and that was the nursing home. Maybe you didn't need money for retirement. Everybody's, you know, Mitzvah Hashem, we become children of our children, right? We reverse roles as we get on in life. It's role reversal. They take care of us, of me, of us. So I don't know how much there was a need for a retirement fund and a pension fund. Now everybody's scattered about, and it's a big problem, and we have money aside for a nursing home. I don't know for what. Anyway, the person knows it's a little silly. And again, I'll use the extreme lotion of the Chayv HaLulav. I've said enough times that I don't think he means it mamish literally, that you should totally be oblivious to it. He says, we're going to worry about tomorrow. You don't need to be around tomorrow. Someone says, I don't have time to learn, Rabbi. I work for the city. I can retire after 20 years on a full pension. People have said this to me. I'm going to work for the city in New York City. I'm going to work for the city for 20 years. Then I'll retire on a full pension. Then I'm going to sit and learn. What is he going to do if he dies at year 18? He doesn't make it to year 20? He doesn't know when he's going to die. And it's a morbid sentence, but we've learned more morbid sentences in the Chayv HaLulav. He doesn't know what's going to be. How can you base your life on the future, on a future need? You don't know if it'll ever come about. Ubotayach belokim laharach lobo. So he's botayach b'Hashem that he'll not the rabbi. He's botayach belokim that he'll live a long time, and Hashem will give him in the future, just like he's giving him in the present. What's the difference? Hashem's providing for him now. If you have a keen sense of that, so you say, what's going to be next year? I don't know. Hashem's still around. He's going to make care. That's what I used to tell people in Shidduchim. They say, but what's going to be? What's the long-term plan? I say, I said it to the Shadchan. These things upset me very much. I say, what's the long-term? I don't need a long-term plan. Hashem will take care of them. Hashem will take care of them. And Baruch Hashem, you know, you see, people, you have to be talking. That's what we're learning about. You have to be talking. Hashem takes care. And Hashem is going to take care of him tomorrow, just like he's taking care of him today. It's because you think that you're providing for yourself today, so now you're worried about tomorrow. But if you have a sense that Hashem's providing for you today, what's the difference? Today or tomorrow? Who provides me tomorrow also? The Einu Sameach Ba'asid V'lo Ye'ovel Lo. So he's not. He doesn't get excited about what life holds for him, and he doesn't mourn what life might hold for him, because whatever Hashem does, he's going to do. I don't get excited if I think of my children growing up. Am I having nachas from them and grandchildren and grandchildren? You know, you hope, you'll be talking that you'll be around to see it, but you may not. And you don't be misabel if you think you see people dying, accidents happen, tragedies happen. So that doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. You know, bitachon, I'm relying on Hashem that he's going to, et cetera. You know, we can't go over the whole shara bitachon now. He's going to do for me. I'm relying on him to take care of me, et cetera. And again, the operative sentence is, bitachon is only facing reality. It's not a frumkeit. It's facing reality, because Hashem is in charge of everything. You're being unrealistic if you say kochi v'otzim yadi. It's not that you're not being frum, and you're like avodah zorah, little-minded, kochi v'otzim yadi, v'shachachto es Hashem elokecha. Yeah, that's true, but it's not the pshat you're doing a terrible aveira, which you probably are doing. But the point is, you're the one that's, when people say unrealistic, you're the one that's unrealistic. Because your mindset is that you're taking care of yourself, and that you're going to take care of your future, and that's absurd. You're not taking care of yourself. You know, that's not the reality. The reality is Hashem. Right? Stocks crash, pension funds collapse, maybe someone had $1 million in Lehman Brothers, right? Lehman Brothers. How could Lehman Brothers collapse? I think it took a day or two, and it collapsed. For Omar Ben Sira, that's interesting. Chavis Halavas quotes Ben Sira. So does the Gemara. Al totzar toras mochar ki lo teidam ayulad yom. The Gemara says, don't rejoice. The Mishle says, don't rejoice about tomorrow. Like, wait till it happens. Ben Sira says it the other way. Don't be ba'avelus about tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, maybe it'll work out very good. Mochar yovo ve'inenu. Or maybe you won't even be around tomorrow. So v'nimsa mitzara l'olam shena shelo. So you're ruined today by worrying about tomorrow. You don't know you're going to be alive tomorrow. So again, we're not talking about worrying. We're not talking about doing something that I need done by tomorrow. Of course, you have to take care of things. You can't be literally oblivious to tomorrow, but you can't worry about it. You can't obsess, and you can't ruin your life. Either, I gave two examples, ruin your ruchniyustika life, or impair it, not just ruin it, impair your ruchniyustika life, give less stucco, do less chesed, learn less Torah, because you have to do for tomorrow, or becoming dysfunctional, family life suffering, because you're busy, you're a workaholic, and you have to save money, but maybe he never talks to his kids. He's too busy putting away money for their college education. You know what he's worried about? Says the Chayyus HaLavos. I'll tell you what you should worry about. Worry about if you're doing your obligation to Hashem. Abul Da'agosel Ve'evlo is not what am I going to live on in 20 years when I retire, but his worry is what's going to be when I have to face the Ravona Shalom, and they make that, you know, they take out the scales and they put mitzvahs on one side, averus on the other side. That's what he's worried about. Al mashu makatzer bo, if he's shortchanging Hashem, mechovas habore, umishtada lefroa mashiyucha lefroa mehen. So he has to pay up that debt. We owe Hashem. That's the Chavis Halavos' worldview, is that we owe Hashem his service. So he wants to pay it up. What's going to be if a person says, what's going to be? This is the Gemara, right? Shema yomus lemochar. What's going to be if I have a deficit in my bank account, my Avodas Hashem bank account, right? It's Hakaras HaTov. I'm expressing gratitude to Hashem for making me alive and for giving me the gifts that I have. And meanwhile, I have a deficit. I still owe him a lot. Oh boy, I hope he keeps me alive. That's what he's afraid of. He's not worried about his pension fund or how he's going to marry off his children. He's worried about what's going to be when he has to face Hashem. And add to that Shema Yomos Lamocher, as the Gemara does. Meshu Choshe B'misoso Ubo Yomo Asifa. Now that doesn't, it's like I said, it's morbid, but he doesn't mean, again, a person says, well, I'm going to walk around depressed. I'm always thinking about Yom HaMisa, but it's not true at all. First of all, Chazal say Shema Yomos Lamocher, so obviously having it in mind. but there's no reason for the person to be depressed. I think adarabba, a person should be thankful and grateful that he's alive today, and just act with, you know, act in your ruchniyistic life that you don't know how long this is going to last, but you don't dwell in it. Then you get depressed. You're aware of it, and adarabba, it should increase your gratefulness, your gratitude that you're alive. Many, many more people are dead, have died, than are alive. You're one of a select few, right? More people have died than are presently alive. Even if there's 3 billion people in the world, or 14 billion, however much there is. That's what he's worried about. His He's putting aside mitzvahs in his bank account, not pension funds. And he's not obsessed with what he's could be collecting for the future in Olam Hazeh future. So that's a description of the Boteach Bashem. So it's like the mirror image. Everything, right? Mirror image. Yarbe avlo lasmodas pigeh olam olav. If things don't go the way he planned, the way he would like, then he mourns. He's like, woe is me, I can't stand this. He gets depressed. People commit suicide, they get depressed, they can't function. The yifkod olavav, he gets depressed if someone leaves him. The yimnu mimenu bakashosov, or if he doesn't get what he wants in his tefillos, even if he does daven, but he doesn't get it, so he mourns. He doesn't have this developed sense that Hashem's deciding what to give him, and that he can be mispalel, but Hashem knows him and knows him better than anyone else in the world and loves him, etc., etc., etc. V'yazmen mehon ha'olam harbe, he packs it into his bank account, CDs, whatever, stocks, bonds, options, futures, they even call it futures. Ki'ilu botach mena khalifa, it's like he's like planning for the future. U'psara me'olam emas mothers, he's not going to die, no one can imagine themselves dying. Nah, aye, everybody dies. Yeah, but not me. Ki'ilu, he's not afraid of Mis anymore. Ki'ilu, Yom of Yodamu, he belongs to the non-dyer club. Right? Sometimes you see a t-shirt, I plan on living forever, so far so good. So that's what he feels. V'chayav lo yikolu. He feels he's going to live forever. So he ain't a zokachri, so he's not thinking about eternity. He's busy with this world. He's busy collecting money. He's busy planning for the future. And to him, the future is limitless. He's planning for 20 years from now. He's planning on his grandchildren's college education. Eino ma'ayin b'inyan toroso v'tzeidoso v'olam habo u'beis mo'ado. So he's always enmeshed and busy with his tivus, with Olam Hazeh, because he's doing for the future too. He's not just doing the now Olam Hazeh, but he's making sure that he has a future and nothing changes, and he's working as if this is a limitless state. The Siba the culture ta'avaso binyoni achriso, and he has no interest in what's going to get him into the real achris, which is inevitable, and everybody faces it. Olam haba. V'chasher yochichenu mochiach, and if someone deigns to give him mussar, v'yorenu more v'yomer lo ad mosay atomis aleim, how can you ignore mechashov b'tzeidoscha v'inyone beis moadecha? How can you ignore what the tzedel aderech that you need for that very long trip that everybody takes, the trip after death? How come you're not planning for it? So if you would ask him that, Yomar, so this not Baal Bitachon would say, listen, Ashiel de Parnasasi, after I have enough money in the bank, right? He doesn't trust in Hashem, he trusts in the bank account. Most people do, to varying degrees. Most people feel secure when they have money in the bank, more secure than when they think of Hashem. Hashem li lo ira, but they don't feel so secure. They have money in the bank, then they feel secure. So he's talking to everybody here. When I have enough for my pranosa, for the rest of our lives, I have enough money saved up. Then, and then I'll get down to work. When I retire at 40, full pension, I'll get down to work. And then I'll get down to business and I'll become busy with working things out that I have. Taylor Laderach, I have my lunch to take with me when I go to the next world. So that's the mindset. So he very strongly contrasted the mindset of a Baal Bitachon and the mindset of not a Baal Bitachon. Now, the whole Perek Vav, the entire Perek Vav is a strange Perek. Again, he's addressing these people. He's addressing people who are very focused on the future as well as the present. The present you're supposed to be focused on. You do your hishtavos. The future you always have to weigh and balance. If you're living a normal life and you just have extra money and you're deciding to spend it instead of, you're deciding to save it instead of spend it, nothing wrong with that. Make sure you give enough tzedaka and so on and so forth. But these people, they almost developed a shita that when I have money in the bank and I'm secure, then I'll get down to work with Avodas Hashem. Then I'll stay in 10 minutes Shmona Esrei's, and then I'll have kavana by Kriya Shema and by davening, and then I'll have time to think when I put on my tefillin, and then I'll have time to learn Musar and refine my character. When I have enough, meanwhile, I can't. I need money. I need all these jobs, and I need money. So first, get me the money, Hashem, and then I'm yours. So he calls that. He gives that a name, and the whole Perek Vav is the fallacious reasoning of people who think this way. Maybe they do think that way. Maybe they won't admit it because everybody believes in Hashem. I'm not talking about Chas V'Shalom. Someone that doesn't believe in Hashem. So he calls them Balei Mashkonos. They want a mashkin from Hashem. A mashkin means security. Hashem, you want me to serve you, yeah? You want me to give tzedakah? You want me to learn Torah? You want me to be involved in chesed? You want me to do... I need some security. How do I know you're going to do for me? You're telling me not to be involved in my work so much, not to take a second job, not to do this. So I need a mashkin. I want from you some security. Before I do these things, I think to have that $20,000 would do the trick. And then I'll do it, you know. So he mockingly calls them Balei Mashkonos, that they're asking Hashem for a mashkon. A mashkon means security. When you lend money to someone and he can't pay, you know, you're afraid he won't pay you back, so he asks him for security right now. And he gives it to you. Collateral, security. So that's, they want collateral from Hashem. They want Hashem to take care of them now for the next 40 years, and then, after they amass that amount, then they'll be ready to lead a spiritual life. So he shows why the reasoning is fallacious, not just, it's not reality, but it's fallacious reasoning. Why? V'ra'isi lahar os, nay, sichlusam, I want to expose their foolishness, the ta'usam, these people, b'das hazos, this shita, the Balei Mashkonos, b'shiva nyonim, right? Always making lists, the chavis halavas, seven ways. Seven foolish angles to this attitude of theirs. Agala b'hem godel ta'usam, I will expose to them, I will teach them the enormity of their mistake.
Vim yarichu dvarenu. If you get a little bored in this perek, because you say enough already, look, he said that idea already. Bavur sheyesh b'zem in habiyush, because I want they should be embarrassed if they express such a desire to save money in the way we described. So if they express that, so I want them to be too embarrassed. Busha many times holds us back from chet. Let's face it. Maybe the only reason when I'm walking down the street at late at night, no one's watching me, and I pass a jewelry store with a glass window. Maybe the only reason I don't break it and take it is because I'm ashamed if I'm caught. What the newspapers are going to say, what my mugshot's going to look like, etc. I'm ashamed. Busha is a very powerful force. A lot of things we do are, if we would have some moments of total honesty, it's because of busha. My mezuzah fell down from my door. Yeah, I'll put it up tonight. Oh man, that's a busha. Someone's going to walk by and say, I don't have a mezuzah on my door. Okay, I'll put it up now immediately. Which you should have done in the first place, right? So, I'm going to be ma'arich because I really want this message to sink in. I want it to be embarrassing to express this attitude of the Balei Mashkonos. This is his official naming of this group. They're businessmen, so they're doing business with Hashem, just like they do business with everybody else. When a businessman sells on credit, Shehu mocher ba'ashray l'mi she'eino ma'amino. Right, I'm selling on credit to someone I don't trust, so I'm gonna take security from him. I'm gonna take a mashkon. V'yim shechenu ba'is ha'mechers. I take the mashkon from the mechers so that I'm guaranteed to be paid because I have the mashkon in my hand. Ne yiroso mimiut emunoso. So, but that's what this person who applies that here and says, I'll worship Hashem and I'll do for Hashem when I'm all set up, is talking, it's like you're saying, Hashem's not going to be able to pay me back. Maybe if I'm last in line, there's no money left for me. Hey, let me get to the front of the line. So it's not true. Hashem's limitless. He says, I want to embarrass them, I want to be myrich, I want to show why they're foolish and why they're wrong. Well, Rishon, Meofani Hatshuva Olav. The first thing you should tell such a person, maybe he's coming to argue with you, you shouldn't talk to him first. If he's an apikairus, so better don't talk to him. But if he comes over to you, you have to know what to answer. Dama Shatashuv Apikairus. So, Rishon Meofani Hatshuva Olav, the first and primary answer is, Shenomar lo, Atoha ish amistapik b'gzeres habori. You're not sure you have to follow it necessarily, certainly not to the degree that seems to be the accepted degree. V'sheinenu mamin b'godol atzmoso. And you're not so clear on the kol yochol of Hashem. Asher choshach or sichlo v'kovener tchunoso. Right, this is the person that's the Balei Mashkin, so you say, you know, you're foolish, like the light bulb above your head went out. Begibor afelos ta'avoso olav. Hatov l'cho l'vakesh mashkon. Who do you take a mashkon from? You take a mashkon. Hatov l'cho l'vakesh mashkon l'kachto elameyecho l'chavercho asha'en lo reshus alecho. If you're not in his service, if you're not in his power, so he wants you, let's say, to lend him something. So you want to do a chesed. You want to lend it to him, but you want to be fazichad, you'll get paid back. So you make a mashkin. But you wouldn't ask a mashkin if you had to lend the money. If you were in his circles and it was your turn to lend the money, right? So you couldn't ask for a mashkin. So he says, you don't have any power over Hashem. Hashem has power over us. He says, you walk in, you can ask for a job. This is what he compares it to. I'm going to go into that. I want to, you know, I interviewed for a job. Okay, what's the salary? Okay, maybe you shouldn't ask that on a job interview. You want to, what's the job pay? It pays this much a week. Okay, but I want a mashkin. How do I know you're going to pay me after I work? Right? No job seeker would say that, because he's in the reshus of the boss, right? He doesn't turn up to the boss and say, I don't trust you, give me a mashkin. I don't trust that you're going to pay me. He didn't even start working yet. He isn't for a mashkin. He's in a person with Hashem, the same thing. You're still working. You're still working. You're still doing what you're supposed to do for past debts. Like, you want a why should Hashem? Hashem doesn't owe you anything to give you a mashkin. You owe Hashem. So he's saying, Avala sochik shumastakar etzol b'nei adam, if he hires himself out to people, ain't told v'mashkin socho b'schoro chodom avodoso, he doesn't ask for a mashkin before he did any work. Give me a mashkin for my salary. And certainly an eved, who's completely owned by the master, v'koshkin o'eved shlo y'mashkin adonav chodom avodoso lo b'parnasoso, pshat isn't an eved, he's nothing. So the Adam provides him with all of his needs. David doesn't have to worry about his needs. The Adam provides him with all of his needs. But he is Kanui. He belongs to the master. So he's saying, but so the Eved certainly wouldn't dream of asking the Adam for a mashkon, for what he has to give him. You want me to work for you today? Give me a mashkon. You're going to pay me. I don't have to pay anything. You're in my power. You're under my control. You're the Eved. Kavachoymer Hanotzar, us, we, creations, Shlo Yimashken Yotro, that we don't go to the person that created us. Kodem Avodasolo, before you started working. It's like going to the boss, going to the Adon, like more unimaginable than a boss, and saying, give me a mask that you're going to pay me after I work. Meanwhile, you didn't do anything yet. It's really, if an Eved even talks about Schar, it's a Gnai. He should be happy just doing the Rotson of the Adon, because the Adon gives him his life. The Adon gives him his life. That's why we have Adon Lamokom. Hashem, our very existence is thanks to Hashem. We can never thank Hashem enough. Just the fact that we exist and we're alive. So, what do you mean? I'm going to ask the Adon for a mashkon. I have to work. I didn't even start working yet. Really, technically, it's a lack of akaras hatov, because he's giving you sustenance. He's keeping you alive. What do you mean, you want money? You want money yet also? So really, if all we have to thank Hashem for, says the Chavis HaLavis, and he echoes this throughout the Sefer, really, if all we have to thank Hashem is that we exist, so it's already a Nachum Maspikim. We wouldn't know what to say to him. We wouldn't know how to be Mesadeh V'Shvachim. Koshkein, that's even if you just want it in your heart, that's your motivation. But to ask for a mashkon for the schar that you didn't even earn yet, you really, it's not coming to you any schar, because we're like an eved to Hashem. We're not like we're not even a worker, we're an eved. It's foolishness. You're going to banks. They want to make a loan. Fill out a 30-page questionnaire. They approve your loan. You say, okay, come back tomorrow. Okay, but I want a mashkin. I want you to give me a mashkin that you're going to give me the loan. So I'll laugh at him. They're the ones holding the cards, so to speak. Okay. Vahashemi, what are you going to ask for a mashkin for? For your pension fund? Okay. What about your children's education? Oh, yeah, that also, Hashem. throw in there a couple thousand, please. I need my kids' education. Okay, what now? You need this, you need another shidduch, and there's no end. If you start to think what you might need in your lifetime, you think you could stop it when I'm 40. Okay, I want to make enough money that I need when I'm 40. What about a fund for medical expenses? Chas v'shalom, you know? They don't want to cover it. And I have medical insurance. Very aptly called bitachon. And, I need, there's no end. I need money for possible medical expenses. I need money for possible medical expenses of my parents. I need money for college education of my children. I need money to support a son-in-law who's going to learn. She says, fatal error number one is the weaker party the weaker party that's on the receiving end doesn't demand a mashgon from the person giving him something. Right? Again, when you're in the job interview, you don't demand a mashgon from the person hiring you. The eved doesn't demand a mashgon from the adon before he'll work for him. You work for me because you're alive because of me. Your whole life is me. I'm giving you life. I'm giving you this. So you already have to work for me for the rest of your life. That's how you thank me that you're alive. Say no. You're going to ask for a mashgon. That's number one. Number two is there's no end. You ask for a mashgon. You want $1,000 loan, $2,000 loan, but there's no limit. I want to borrow as much money as I want. How can you take a mashgon for that? Even if the person wants, he doesn't know how much it's going to be. A mashkin has some upper limit. Someone with this attitude, the Baal Mashkonos, and Ketzla Vakoshoso, he's preparing for every eventuality. He's preparing for retirement, he's preparing for chasanas, he's preparing for bar mitzvahs, he's preparing for tornadoes, he's preparing for hurricanes. Can any of them my aspect upon a social financial sanction base me mozon umosrim ad yomosom? He doesn't know what he's going to need next year. He's going to have money for this, have money for that. He doesn't know. So how can you ask for a mashkin? You don't even know if it's going to materialize. Even if he had twice as much as what he needs. He wouldn't be calm and they share kitzom nelam. Umidas yameyam any yadua, because you know it's going to come to an end and you don't know why. But who sachal, but you're foolish, kamosha bikesh, kamosha bikesh, for asking for so much, and they say, lo tachos es lo lo shir. So that's reason number two, is you can't ask for a mashkin, because in your mind, the sky's the limit. You need like a limitless amount of funds, you need limitless amounts of, funds is really just one aspect of it. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop there. So next.